I didn't mean to disturb you, Miss Teasdale. My name's Honey, Theodore Honey, and I'd like to talk to you.
Of course. I'd be very pleased.
Mrs. Honey and I, I've always felt I owed you a great deal.
Oh?
Your pictures, they meant a lot to my wife, and that's why I want to talk to you.
You're very kind, Mr. Honey.
I'm afraid we're in very serious danger. The tail of this airplane may drop off at any moment.
Is that so?
Yes. Now, I've been looking around the plane, and when it happens, go to the men's room and sit on the floor. Now, the partition there is very rigid because the stove in the galley is bolted to the floor on the other side, you see?
Bolted to the floor? I see.
Yes, yes. Now, if you survive the initial impact, try to get on a life raft, and they may pick you up when they search for us in the morning.
That's certainly very interesting. I'm to go to the men's room.
Yes, that's right.
And sit on the floor.
Yes.
And if I survive...
Excuse me, Mr. Honey.
Yes, yes.
I'm afraid Miss Teasdale's very tired. We really should let her rest, don't you think so?
No, but I
yes, I am rather tired, but thank you very much, Mr. Honey.
Oh, you rang for the stewardess, did you?
Well, yes. Yes, I did.
I'm very sorry. I was only trying to help.
I'm sure you were. Some other time, perhaps.
You shouldn't have done that, Mr. Honey.
Yes, it's quite sure. Clear I shouldn't have.
I'm sure you don't want to alarm people. You won't do it again, will you?
No, no. No, I won't do it again. You know about this, don't you?
Yes, Captain Samuelson just told me. Well, he'd rather that you didn't speak to any of the other passengers.
May I speak to you?
Of course.
I'd like to tell you what I was trying to tell Miss Teasdale.
Well, do if it will make you feel any better.
Well, now, if it happens at this altitude, there'll be a little less than 3 minutes before we hit the water.
Yes.
Now, there's one place where a person could have a chance to survive the impact. It's in the men's room. Now, at the first sign of trouble, you go in there and sit on the floor with your back against the partition. Now, the partition's very rigid because the stove in the galley is bolted to the floor. Do you see?
You're very observant, Mr. Honey.
Yes, I am. Yes, I'm very observant. I tried to tell Miss Teasdale because I felt I owed her something, and now I want you to know. And I won't talk to anyone else.
No one's worried about me like that for quite a while, Mr. Honey. But I think we're going to be all right.
Well, just be calm. And please remember what I told you.
Meanwhile, try to get some rest. That's it, Mr. Honey. Here now, let me fix your pillow.
Before we return with Act Two of No Highway in the Sky, here's our Lux Hollywood reporter, Libby.